Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Burning Hearts, using scripture to draw us into a deeply intimate conversation with the Lord. Rachel asks us to consider two questions. What is God saying to us? And what are we doing about it?
Hello, friends, and welcome back to Burning Hearts with me, Rachel Herbeck. Thank you so much for joining me again as we're getting to the second half of our week, as we're going through these amazingly rich pillars of the mission of Be Love Revolution. If you haven't been joining us, Be Love Revolution is an outreach of Renewal Ministries based here in Ann Arbor, Michigan, where we work with middle school girls and high school girls to really help them come into deep relationship with the person of Christ. And there's three main pillars that I just wanted to focus on. I felt this inspiration in the Holy Spirit to focus on these pillars in accordance with God's word and to just talk about through testimony and through experience of some of the staff of Be Love Revolution, these young women that I get to work with and get to walk with, about be his belonging to Christ, finding our identity in him, being free, and then being love, being set free to be who God called us to be, and then going out and loving in the world. And so I want you to go and listen from the beginning of the week if you have the time, because it's been amazing and beautiful, just like, honestly, just like the Holy Spirit does always on this show. As we get into God's word, God takes us somewhere and we don't really know where we're going to go. And then the Spirit of God begins to build. Begins to build momentum, begins to build this belonging. We're his, we belong to him, we find our identity in him. And then as we feel that, even as we've talked about this on the show, and we've sat here in the studio, we experience that, we read his word, we hear testimony about it, and then we're like, man, that's opening me up. And I'm experiencing fresh in a new way, freedom. And then as we've talked about freedom and God's freedom, fighting for freedom, living in the freedom as God's children over these last couple of days, I had two guests separately with me, Morgan Watson and Faith Fosdick, who work with our Be Love Revolution team. And I felt like the Holy Spirit was asking us to keep going on this topic, because as we ended yesterday, Faith was pointing out just the importance of this idea of freedom. What is freedom? Freedom not to do whatever you want, because that doesn't actually set us free, but freedom to actually walk in who God's calling us to be. And so I've brought back, this is the, friends, the first time ever that we have two guests at the same time, thanks to our amazing producer, my amazing producer who made this happen. I have Morgan back with me, Faith back with us today to talk about and wrap up this topic of, and we can't really wrap it up, but to continue on in this topic of freedom and to pick up where we left off. So hi, Morgan. How you doing?
Hey, doing great, Rach. Happy to be back.
Hi, Faith. How you doing?
So happy to be back.
We're going to have to work these two. We're all talkers, so we're going to have to work these mics. You know, we're all going to get 30 seconds to talk by the, by the time.
But it'll be good.
Against the rest of it.
Yeah, by the time it's all said and done. So we want to just, I just want to pick up where we left off yesterday, because Morgan was with us a couple days ago talking about her own experience of Christ setting her free. And what I love in what Morgan described 2 days ago was an interior experience. When I asked her, what does freedom feel like? Morgan, do you remember what you said? You're talking about how you just felt so deeply loved by God, how that was an interior experience for you that began to bear fruit on the outside of your life, right?
Yes.
Yeah,
I'm
so that
to remember.
Yeah, so you expressed, right, of this interior freedom. And then Faith, you talked about where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom, and how it's this interior disposition. And so I think where we want to go a little bit today, Morgan's going to take us back into Galatians 5, and she's going to read the verse she read, but she's going to continue on. And we're going to talk about the fruits of the Spirit, because we talked about how this interior reality begins to produce this fruit in our life. This interior freedom begins to produce fruit. So Morgan, go ahead and read God's word for us, and then we're all going to just dive in and see what the Holy Spirit wants to say.
Beautiful. So this is Galatians 5, verse 22. But the fruits of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law.
Okay, I have something I want to propose to you guys, and I want you both to comment on, because this is something that the Holy Spirit is convicting me of in this moment as you're reading that. So we said, yesterday we read with Faith from 2 Corinthians, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Yeah. So the Spirit of God produces freedom in our lives. Mm-hmm. And then what we just read here is the fruits of the Spirit are love, joy, peace, patience, gentleness. So the Spirit produces freedom. And through the freedom that we're living in, a sign that the Spirit is there is love, joy, peace, patience, yeah. gentleness, you know, all kindness, self-control. Yeah. Against these things, there is no such law. So as I'm sitting here, the Holy Spirit's convicting me and saying, how do you know if there's freedom in your life? Mm. If you are producing these things.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen.
So comment, Faith, comment on that. What is that speaking to you about the fruits of the Spirit and how, like, the proof, really, there's proof. You can see there's proof of whether or not the Spirit of God is working in your life.
Yeah. I think that this isn't even... This is sometimes something that I can measure. Like, I can be like, oh, I know that I've been love today, or that I've felt joyful today. But actually, if people in your life are calling you out and saying, hey, you have not been patient recently, then I know that I'm not living in freedom, because the fruit is not there. And so I think definitely, like, hearing what other people have to say is big, but also so much of this and what we talked about, Rach, was interiority. Mm-hmm. So, like, do I feel interior joy?
Yeah.
Because that's real joy. Joy isn't something that we produce on our own. Yeah. It's an interior fruit. And do I feel peace? Mm-hmm. Like, actually, because it is easy to fake it.
Oh,
you know, it's
sure.
so easy nowadays to be like, oh, yes, I'm so joyful. I'm so, like, at peace. Mm-hmm. Like, but am I actually?
Yeah.
Because if I'm not, then the Spirit isn't there. Then I'm actually still bound by mm-hmm. something mm-hmm. that's preventing true freedom mm-hmm. to be there. And so I think, yeah, two ways you can look at this is what's actually going on in my heart. Mm-hmm. Am I actually... like, at peace? Am I actually joyful? Am I actually, like, do I know how deeply loved I am by the Father?
Mm-hmm.
And is that evident to the people around me mm-hmm. that there are these fruits active in my life?
For sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
I think something that, as Faith was talking, I think peace is so good, like the interiority of peace. But I think for me in my own life, I think patience with myself is something that's so big.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I need to really be like, okay, Lord, am I feeling your freedom and your fruits of the Spirit through me being patient with myself? And
mm-hmm.
I feel like I'm so hard on myself. I mean, and honestly, in all of these, I'm so hard on myself, but I feel like especially impatience of like, oh Lord, like I can see myself sinning in the ways I used to sin, or like having those doubts I used to have, or I mean, I still feel the feelings that I used to feel.
Yeah.
So it's like, how do I fight against that? And I have to be patient with myself and remember that there's grace and mercy from the Lord.
Yeah.
But if I don't give it to him, then he can't intercede for me. And if I just do it on my own and I'm just like, yeah, just like, I can do it. I can do it. And I'm not humble enough to be like, no, Jesus, I need you.
Yeah.
I think just patience with yourself is something that's so big, because I'm so hard on myself.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
So yeah, the interiority is it. Super huge one.
Yeah. I love something that you just said, Morgan. If I don't give it to him, because it was actually, I don't know if you realize how particular of language you just used.
Mm.
You said, if I don't give it to him, he can't intercede for me.
Yeah.
And I love that language, because it points to this reality that even now, right, it says Christ, our great high priest, has torn the veil and entered into a heavenly reality. And even now, our great high priest, who has tasted death, who has tasted every temptation that we've tasted, intercedes for us at the right, makes intercession for us at the right hand of the Father. And it makes me think of, in relation to all this, and even going back to what Faith was saying yesterday, of like, it's God's Spirit working in you and you responding to that grace. And Paul says in Ephesians chapter 1, he says this amazing thing. He says, you have been appointed and destined to live for the praise of God's glory.
Yeah.
And so there's this this reality that when it comes, I'm going to see if this makes sense. This is going to come out of my mouth. When you, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom.
Mm-hmm.
Christ is setting you free to live as you are destined to live, as you're meant to live. And then he says, and what does the Spirit produce in you? Joy, patience, you know, freedom, all these different things. Your destiny, how you were created to live, is joyfully, patiently, with self-control, with all of these things. This is actually how you've been destined and appointed to live in the world. And God's saying, guess what? I destined you and appointed you, so I'm backing it up with my full power, and I want you to live this way. So it's not just you being like, I'm going to try as hard as you can. Well, one, you better try as hard as you can, but at the same time, he's saying, what I'm putting behind you is my intercession as the only Son of God. I'm praying for you to my Father to say, I've destined you.
Yeah.
This is your destiny to live with self-control. Mm-hmm. This is your destiny to live in freedom. This is your destiny to be patient, to be kind, to be joyful. And I'm praying for you in every second that you can choose to do that.
Ooh, amen, right?
That's a different reality.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, I know that in my heart, that's kind of, you know, sometimes you read God's word just kind of clicking together.
Yeah.
That's a different reality right there.
Right.
And so, like, talk a little bit, each one of you, for a second, of like, what does it do for you when you you get up in the morning, and there's the both and, because you still got to make a choice. Like, yep. when you feel like, yep. I don't feel peaceful, this person is driving me nuts. I have road rage. We talked about that. Who said, you have road rage? Do you have road rage?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, that's the one thing. I have a lot of things. That's one thing I don't have. But, like, just thinking of all of these different things of, like, you still have to practically make a choice. So there's both make every effort, but then also making every effort within the context of the full weight of the intercession and the power of the Son of God is behind me, trying to help me live in my destiny, which is to be joyful, which is to be patient. So, like, talk about that tug of war in your own life and, like, how you do that, you know, like, how does that look, and what's sitting on your heart right now for both of you as you respond to God's word?
Yeah, well, what I was just thinking in response to that is all it takes is, like, the slightest movement. Like, all it takes is my slightest movement towards one of these, or my slightest movement towards allowing the Lord to work for Jesus to win that tug of war.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because if it is truly a tug of war, and that is often how it feels sometimes, like using road rage as an example, am I actually going to, like, respond in my humanness and be so angry for no reason and be in such a rush? Or am I actually just going to say, okay, I have 2 seconds to make a choice. Am I going to give it to the Lord in the slightest so that he can bring me the peace and patience I need in this moment?
Yeah.
Or am I going to act out of my humanity? And so it's actually like taking a second. Like sometimes that's all that it is.
Yeah.
It's just so taking a second. And a lot of the times I don't choose that.
Yeah.
Taking a second so that I can make the choice to make an inch of a step towards the Lord so that he can pull the rope and win the tug.
That's so good. That's really good.
But I have to do that.
Yeah. I want to say one thing before I let Morgan dive in of, like, what I love what you're saying, because it's this reality that, like, I think so often we see God as if he's looking for us to lose, that he's like watching for us to lose. And the reality is, like, God is watching you, looking for every possible way you can win.
Right.
And so even taking a second and not, like, being like, on the road, he's like, let's go. He's like, that's a win. You know what I mean? And he uses everything. And so I think there's that reality of, like, in the process of freedom is, like, God is looking for you to win, you know, like, he uses everything. Okay. Morgan, take us home.
Yeah. I think that literally he's looking for us to win, and literally Faith set it perfectly and set it up, so I'm gonna slam dunk it, but, like, literally
we're really into basketball,
right? Truly go Michigan. But truly, like, it only takes a second for you to just be like calling his name, just be like, Jesus, I need you, or like, Jesus, help me to be patient. Like we're saying, he's always interceding for us, he's always here. And one of the first things I do when I wake up is I'm like, I say the prayer of, like, Jesus, help me to be more like you. Help me be your hands. Help me be your feet. Help me to have the eyes for you. And then if I wake up tired, I'm like, Lord, fill me with joy. Fill me with patience. Fill me with these things that I need. Because literally what we're all saying, like, he's ready to give it to you. He has a present. You just have to have your hands open to receive it. You just have to grab it.
Which is freedom.
Yes. Amen. Yeah. Literally. Yeah. You just have to take it. And it's right there in front of you. And I mean, I'm calling myself out in this too. And so many days I'm like, no, Lord, I'm tired. Like, I'll pray later. I'll do this later. But like, it's always there. And he's so loving in that. But like, you have to, what Faith was saying, like, you have to decide, like, no, I'm not going to give in my tiredness and be impatient today. I'm going to have the joy of the Lord and be patient. And so.
It's so good.
Yeah. It's always there. You just have to take it.
It's so good. Yeah. This is fire. The Holy Spirit. Yeah. I just love watching the Holy Spirit build out. And we're gonna slam dunk it tomorrow with talking about be loved. So join us again tomorrow. But friends, as we leave today, I want you to take this. I want you to take this in your prayer, and I want you to sit with this reality. God wants me to win.
Yes.
God wants me to win. He's on my team. He's looking for me to win. Take that and look at the places in your own life where you're like, where do I not believe that? God bless you guys. Join us again tomorrow as we wrap up this week with Be Love Revolution.
Burning Hearts is hosted by Rachel Herbeck, the Director of Young Adult Discipleship for Renewal Ministries. Each program can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and at RenewalMinistries.net. Burning Hearts is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Throughout the scriptures, Jesus' teaching on the conditions for salvation are consistent, urgent, and often very challenging. Friends, I'd like to offer you my friend Pete Burak's new booklet, What Must I Do to Be Saved? This booklet unpacks several gospel passages to help us find and stay on the narrow way. To get your free copy, call 1-800-282-4789 or visit renewalministries.net/burninghearts. That's renewalministries.net/burninghearts.